Derech Eretz Kadmala Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Zerizus, day three. We learned yesterday and the day before how man's nature is to be earthy, and how we have to push past that earthy nature in order to do what we've been put into this world to do. And it's that pause moment between having a spark of inspiration to do the right thing and actually carrying out the right thing, that's our greatest downfall. And the Maseilas Yesharim is going to give us two pieces of advice how to work past that and become a Zariz, performing mitzvahs and becoming the best Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem we put into this world to become. Advice number one is learn from the greats. He says, you just have to look into the Torah. There are many role models and examples of great people who we have there who also were given opportunities to do mitzvahs, and instead of pausing and allowing the moment to go, they acted with mihirut, they acted fast, they acted with zrizus. Number one, Avram Avinu, when the malachim come towards him, three angels dressed up as men come towards him. What does he do? He's an old man, he's just had a bris milah, he's 3 days in, he's in agony, it's a hot day. He may have very much wanted to go ahead and do what Avram Avinu loved to do best, invite people into his tent, but perhaps today wasn't the day. But what does the pasuk tells us? V'yemaher Avraham ha'ola al Sarah. He gets up, he runs, he goes very fast to Sarah Imenu to tell her, prepare food, we have guests coming. And again later, after Avraham Avinu is told to go and do the Akedah, Bereshis, Perek, Kaf, Beis, Pasuk Gimel, we're told, V'yashkim Avraham baboker. Avraham got up early in the morning, V'chavashes chamorer, and he saddles his own donkey. Why? Again here, Avraham Avinu could have justified all the good reasons in the world why he may want to do Hashem's will, but he's an old man and it's a long journey and this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but he didn't give time, he didn't pause for that thought to come up and for the Yetzirah to bother him, and he got up early, he did things fast. Rivka Imenu, her too, when Eliezer approaches her and asks for some water, she was a young girl, it was a lot of work to go and get so much water in order to feed this man and possibly his animals, and she could have very easily have had the right desire, but allowed the Yetzirah to come and give her all reasons why not to, you know, complete. But the pasuk tells us, Bereshis Perek Kaftalid, V'tamaher, she hurried, V'toreid Kadami Alaha, and she brings a jug off her shoulders, and she says, please drink, and your camels, I will also give them to drink. In Shoftim Perek Yud Gimel, we again have an example. This time it's the mother of Shimshon, Hatzilpanus, who's approached by a malach, and after the conversation with a malach, she wants to quickly go back and tell her husband what's happened. V'tamaher ha'isha v'taretz v'tagi la'isha. She rushes, she hurries, she tells her husband what's happened. Again, she doesn't give pause. And the Maseilas Yesharim tells us, melamed shekol ma'aseim shal tzadikim b'mihiris. You want to learn from great people? Watch and look how they acted. Every act that was done by a great person was done b'mihiris, was done fast. Asher lo yitnu hefzek zman lo el haschalas ha'mitzvah v'lo el hashlamasa. They didn't give too much time between doing the mitzvah, the initial spark, desire to do the mitzvah, and completing the task. So this is advice from the Maseilas Yesharim. Learn from the greats. But hey, I do want to be a Zariz. I do want to do Ratzon Hashem, but I'm just not feeling it. How natural. I just, you know, I'd really like to, but my heart's just not in it. Or my body's just not in it. What am I supposed to do? And here the Ramchal has some other advice for us. Here he says, you know who you can learn from? Here you can take a leaf out of the Malachim's book. Try to be a little bit like a Malach. And he gives a pasuk, quotes a pasuk from Yechezkel, V'hachayos rotavashav k'mareh habarak. And a Malach, do you know how they act? The chayos dash backwards and forwards like flashes of lightning. We need to act like a Malach. We need to move fast. We have to, paraphrasing the Ramchal, we have to fake it until we make it. Sometimes I want to do the right thing, but I'm just not feeling it. And therefore we need to act on the outside with Zerizus, and then we'll kickstart the Zerizus on the inside. If I move fast, I'll feel more Zerizus. Maseilas Yesharim tells us, If we don't have that desire burning inside of us, I have great ideas for you. I have great advice for you in order to help you develop Zrizas, in order that will sort of come out, because your outward movements are going to massively impact the way you feel inside. He says, if you move with swiftness, this will move a person's inner being to also kindle a flame, and the desire and want will increase and intensify within the side of a person. But if you act in a sluggish manner, in the movements of your limbs, so too the movement of your spirit will die down and extinguish. He says, "V'tiresh ha'adam ashatila hate nafsho ba'avodas haboro." You can see that a person whose soul is a fire in serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'aday shelo yitatzel ba'asios mitzvosav, he will not become lazy in doing his mitzvos. Elati tenu aso kitenu asa eish hamihira. Rather, he will act like a fire. Kilo yanuach v'lo yishkot ad imkila hadavar l'hashlimaso, and he will rather not stop moving, keep going, physically pushing himself until he's able to complete the deed. So advice from the Mesilas Yesharim. Number one, learn from the greats. Use them as our role models. And number two, if you're not feeling it on the inside, this zeal, this desire, act like it on the outside. Move faster and faster, because the outside is going to impact your inside. Have a wonderful day.